MTAs have a fundamental understanding of the Visual Studio software and the C# programming language. Hello and welcome to Overbyte, the podcast for people learning web and mobile development. My name is Mark Lassoff and I'm your host. I'm the founder of LearnToProgram.tv. This week, we're discussing the top entry-level certifications for computer professionals. These are the top certifications that you can earn that are going to provide you with the biggest advances in your career. These are all entry-level certifications and ones that you can earn just by passing an exam or two. This is an updated list for 2017. So let me tell you why I think certifications in the computer industry are important. Let's face it, anyone can say they know just about anything, but you need something to prove that you know what you say you know. And that's where certifications in the computer industry come in. If you're looking to get in the industry, but have just completed training or a degree, perhaps, it's a good time to get an industry certification because they're going to give you the additional credibility you require to get into the industry. For a newbie, certifications can provide an advantage over the competition, and that's what's going to help you land your first job in the computer industry. So without further ado, here's our list of the 2017 top certifications for new computer professionals. Here we go, number one, and that's the Certified Ethical Hacker Certification. Now, if you don't know what a Certified Ethical Hacker is, or a CEH, it's someone who knows how to locate vulnerabilities in software and network systems. And generally, they do this by hacking. But unlike a real hacker, they're looking to expose the vulnerabilities, report them, and get them fixed. Now, we all know what happened in the wake of the 2016 presidential election with all the talk of Russian hacking. Well, this has made the Certified Ethical Hacker certification that much more popular. People are concerned about systems getting hacked. So this is one that's going to be in demand now and for the foreseeable future. This certification requires a single exam, and you can get more information on the Certified Ethical Hacker program at eccouncil.org, eccouncil.org. Now, of course, in the show notes, we'll put links to all of the certifications so you can check them out on your own. All right, so the second certification on our list of the top entry-level certifications for new computer professionals in 2017 is the Cisco Certified Network Associate. That's the CCNA. So someone who works as a CCNA is going to be installing and configuring basic networks, as well as configuring switches and routers. This is really an entry-level networking certification, and you can obtain it by passing a single 90-minute written exam. CCNAs often work under the titles Network Engineer or Network Administrator. They may also specialize in network and wireless or voice networks. For more information about the CCNA, you can visit www.cisco.com. And that brings us to number three on our list of the top certifications for computer professionals in 2017. Number three is an old favorite, the A-plus Technician. If you're really interested in the hardware sector of the computer industry, you need to look at CompTIA's A-plus certification. An A-plus technician generally does line-level work directly with end users to repair and maintain computer systems. A-plus technicians do everything from upgrades to building desktop computer systems from scratch. It's a great entry-level certification and also requires a single exam. The exam is not easy. I took it years ago and it hasn't gotten easier. You can get more information about the A-plus Technician program from CompTIA at certification.comptia, that's CompTIA.org. A-plus Technician, number three on our list. Okay, number four on the list of the top certifications for computer professionals in 2017, and that's the MTA, the Microsoft Technology Associate. Now, you can become an MTA in a couple of different areas. I'm specifically recommending the developer version of the Microsoft Technology Associate certification. An MTA in the development area specializes in using the Microsoft suite of technologies to create applications that run on Windows-based devices. To become an MTA, you have to pass a Microsoft exam. It's number 98361. MTAs have a fundamental understanding of the Visual Studio software and the C# programming language. It's a certification that's really designed to lead later to more advanced developer certifications, like the MCSD, the Microsoft Certified Systems Developer. But if you're interested in the Microsoft track, the MTA is a great place to start. More information on the MTA certification, of course, you can visit microsoft.com/en-us/learning. Microsoft offers a number of certifications, and I think this is definitely the best one for people who are getting started. And now number 5 on our list of the top certifications for computer professionals in 2017. And this is another one that's been around for a while, but still an important one and one I recommend, the Project Management Professional. In enterprise organizations, projects are complex and huge, and there's many individual timelines and team members. So all of these assets and resources have to be managed by a designated project manager. Now, these project managers generally have the Project Management Professional, or PMP, certification. Now, while PMPs are generalists who can work in industries like construction or hospitality, the highest concentration of PMPs is found in software development and deployment. So if you're highly organized and interested in the administrative or operations side of enterprise development, the PMP might be a good certification for you. You can find more information about the Project Management Professional certification at pmi.org/certifications. That's the Project Management Professional, number 5 on our list of the top certifications for computer professionals in 2017. Now, I know many of you listening to this podcast are interested in getting started in programming. And aside from the Microsoft certification I mentioned earlier, there aren't a lot of nationally recognized certifications for programmers. But number 6 on our list is one that I think you'll be interested in, and that's the Certified Web Development Professional. Now, in interest of full disclosure, this one is from Learn to Program, which is my company, but I think it's one you need to know about. Essentially, we have the Certified Web Development Professional broken into 3 smaller certifications, which are known as designations: HTML5 Specialist, JavaScript Specialist, and PHP Specialist. Now, this is an extensive program that requires completion of 3 courses and passing 3 related online exams. The Certified Web Development Professional program represents job readiness in the world of web development. So it's designed to give you both front-end and back-end experience, and once you earn the certification, you're ready to create and manage websites and web content. This is a unique certification because there's no entry requirements besides being able to use a computer and the internet. And individuals who've successfully completed the program have started without ever having written a single line of code. So for more information on the Certified Web Development Professional program, again from Learn to Program, you can go to learntoprogram.tv. All right, so let's go through our list one more time of the top certifications for new computer professionals 2017. Our top pick was Certified Ethical Hacker. A CEH is someone who knows how to locate vulnerabilities in software and network systems. Our number 2 choice was the CCNA, the Cisco Certified Network Associate. These people work as network engineers or network administrators at an entry level. Number 3, we chose the A+ Technician. If you're interested in hardware, this is the basic certification you need to work with PC hardware. Number 4 was the Microsoft Technology Associate, the MTA. That's a certification for people who are interested in creating software that run on Windows devices. Number five, an old favorite, the project management professional, the PMP. If you're interested in working in software operations or management, the PMP is a great certification for you. And our final choice was number six, the certified web development professional from learntoprogram.tv. In our certification program, you'll learn HTML5, JavaScript, and PHP to learn to manage and create your own websites. Hey, thanks for listening to Overbyte, the podcast from learntoprogram.tv. I'm Mark Lassoff, your host. I hope you'll visit our website at learntoprogram.tv and join the Professional Developers Association, where you can network with others who are new to web and mobile development, as well as take over 36 free online courses that will help you learn software development. Once again, I'm Mark Lassoff. We'll see you next time.